Sunday afternoon, which means you're now listening to Waxy's Dargle. Edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, try and hang in there for the next hour as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. To kick off today's show, we're going to hear some new music from Braybach, a band based in Glasgow that's made up of a group of traditional Scots musicians that's been entertaining us now since 2005. We're going to hear a track from the band's new sixth album. It's titled Frenzy of the Meeting. And we'll hear a medley of two tunes. The first tune is called The Ball That Was in Oban, and the second tune is Thunderstorm on Thunder Bay. Braybach here on 101.5.
Thank you. midnight sings, the people all attract. Seek now your blankets and your feather bed. Home is the rover, this journey over. Yield up the night time to old John. Across the hill, the sun has gone astray. Tomorrow's cares are many dreams away. The stars are flying, your candles are dying. John the dreams. Yield up the darkness to old John the dreams. Both man and master in the night are one. All things are equal when the day is done. The prince and the plowman, the slave and the free man, all find their comfort with old John.
To keep her away.
was British Columbia fiddler and singer Kira Raymond with a track from her fourth studio album, Strongbow, and a song called Fair Maiden. Before Kira, a song by popular English folk singer-songwriter Bill Caddick, who sadly passed away last week on November 20th at the age of 74. And Bill was noted for his songwriting skills. And some of his most well-known songs included the one we heard, John of Dreams, along with Waiting for the Lark, Unicorns, and She Moves Among Men. And many of his songs have been covered by singers like June Tabor and Christy Moore and Alex Campbell. And Bill was also a member of such influential bands as Home Service and the Albion Band. Started off today's show with Glasgow's Bray Bach with two pipe tunes. The first one was called The Ball That Was in Oban. And the second one was Thunderstorm on Thunder Bay. Comes from Bray Bach's newest album. It's titled Frenzy of the Meeting. If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Before we get back to the music, this is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Darker shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and I'll be right back with music by Colleen Rainey, Kevin Evans and Brian Daugherty, and Eilish Kennedy. So stay with us. Queued up next, a song by Colleen Rainey, who was born in Seattle, Washington, spent some time in Portland, Oregon, and she now lives in Portland, Maine. We're going to hear a song from her new fifth solo album, Standing in Doorways, and we're going to hear her cover of a song written by California singer-songwriter Tony Furtado. It's called The Collier's Daughter. Colleen Rainey here on 101.5.
Ice storms coming and the Collier's daughter, she's running from the sun. She's running from the sun. Sky is tattered and her face is covered. She's bound to come undone. She's bound to come undone. Whisper. The world is standing still. The world is standing still. Old man's crumbling and the hills are dying. There's nothing left to kill. He's got nothing left to kill. Daughter, run away, don't run away.
She's running for the sun. She's running for the sun. She's running for the sun. She is running for the sun.
Anyways, tune called The Highway Maid.
Traveling from Waterford town along the coast road to Dungarvan Bay. The night being clear, the coachman he feared lest we be set on by the highway maid. She's brutal and bold, cunning and cold, with eyes like a raven, a heart black as coal. And there's many a man who's made his last stand just to die at the hands of the highway maid. It'd been a market day, the company was gay, there was no talk of the danger, 'twas only sport and play. But then the horses reared as a shot rang out so clear, we stood facing the twin muskets of the highway maid. She bade us all good day, threatened us to slay. She would relieve us of our wealth and then be on her way. The coachman, he leapt from the cart, she shot him swiftly through the heart. There would be no quarter for the highway maid. She stole the watch, she stole the silver, and took all the gold. But as I gazed upon her form, she also stole my soul. Gazing deep into her eyes, sweet mysteries there I did espy. I knew I would die for the highway maid. Who's to say when love begins and when true love departs? What gives the gods the notion to bind two lovers' hearts? Softly whispering unto me, midnight by the fairy tree, there upon the ground you'll see your highway maid. Well, I told the man my secret, kept her safe from harm. She was waiting by the tree with passion's open arms. Well, I kissed her face so sweetly, and our bodies wild and free, gently called upon the name of the highway maid. She said that when I die, a blackbird song I'll sing. My soul will travel high upon a blackbird's wing. And no matter where you wander, and a blackbird's song you hear, know ye that I love you and that I'm forever near. Ah, but true love has a way of riding on the wind, telling its stories to all who'll hear. And the wind rode north, south, east, and west, till it came to the tavern and the sheriff's ears. They were waiting for my own true love, and she appeared that night. She killed two before they had her, but never had a chance of flight. Laughing at her dying pleas, they hung her from the fairy tree, where she and I made love so free the night before. Drink was flowing freely for the sheriff and his men. The killers of the highway maid were staying at the inn. And when night came upon the town and all within were sleeping sound, I took matches to that tinderbox and I burned it to the ground. Gone since my love and I were one. Not only did she take my heart, but the moon, the stars, the sun. And with each new morning dew, I think of naught but you and remember the words of the highway maid. She said that when I die, blackbird song I'll sing. My soul will travel high upon a blackbird's wing. And no matter where you wander and a blackbird's song you hear, know ye that I love you, that I'm forever
thank you.
Kennedy, a fine Irish singer who comes from the Kerry town of Dingle. And we heard her arrangement of a traditional song all about the Saucy Sailor, a track that comes from her newest solo album that she released last year. It's simply titled Westward. And besides her solo career, Eilish also sings with Pauline Scanlon as the musical duo Lumiere. In front of Eilish Kennedy, you're Kevin Evans and Brian Daugherty, who've been an integral part of Canada's East Coast music scene for some 35 years now, since they immigrated from Ireland. We heard a song written by Kevin, who originally is from Dungarvan in the County Waterford. It was called The Highway Maid. And you can find this song on a live album recorded at the Lunenburg Folk Festival. Started off that set with Colleen Rainey, who currently lives in Portland, Maine. We heard her arrangement of the Collier's Daughter, a song written by California's Tony Furtado, a track that comes from Colleen's brand new fifth solo album. It's titled Standing in Doorways. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the station this afternoon. So let me know what you think of the show and any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And as I like to mention, you can check out today's and past show playlist, as well as available Waxies Dargle podcast by going to the programming schedule under the programming tab on the new UMFM homepage, and that's at umfm.com. And then scroll down to Waxies Dargle at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Getting back to some more music up next, a group called Akos. It's made up of four of the Ottawa area's favorite musicians: Duncan Gillies on the Scottish small pipes, Rob Graves, James Stevens, and Bobby Watt on lead vocals. We're going to hear their arrangement of a song written back in 1959 by England's Ewan McCall. It's called Shoals of Herring, here on 101.5.
It was on a fine and a pleasant day, out the Yarmouth Harbour I was faring, as a cabin boy on a sailing lugger, for to go and hunt the shoals of Herring. Although work was hard and the hours were long, and the treatment sure it took some bearing, there was little kindness and the kicks were many as we hunted for the shoals of Herring. Well, we fished the swath and the broken bank. I was cook and I had a quarter sharing, and they used to sleep standing on my feet, and I dream about the shoals of Herring. Left our home grounds in the month of June,
and the canny shields we send were bearing, way under a crown o' the silver darlings that we'd taken from the shores o' Erin. Now you're up on deck, you're a fisherman, you can swear and show a manly bearing. Take your turn on watch with the other fellas while you're searching for the shoals o' Erin. In the stormy seas and the living gales, just to earn your daily bread, your daring. From the Dover Straits to the Faroe Islands, as you're following the shoals o' Erin. And me keep, and I paid my way, and I even earned the gear I'm wearing. Sailed a million miles, caught 10 million fishes, we were sailing after shoals o' Erin. I've been following the shoals o' Erin.
blind soldier, will you marry me? Oh no, says the soldier, that never shall be. I've a wife down in London, children twice three. Two wives and the army is too many for me. I'll go back to London for maybe a year, and it's often I'll think of you, my dearest dear. And if ever I return, it will be in the spring, to see the waters glide and hear the nightingale sing. And if ever I return, it will be in the spring, to see the waters glide and hear the nightingale sing.
There's a frozen moon tonight, and the streets are dark and quiet. Soon melts the midnight chill into a warmer light, and the sheets are soft and white, like the snow that's deep and bright. Still is the winter wind, thanks unto the night. There's a shadow on the wall from a candle down the hall. Out there in the darkness, somewhere out of sight, and there's words that I recall from when I was safe and small. The world is gentle, all is right. You brush your hand across my hair. Now we've laid a secret bare. Soon melts the midnight chill into a warmer light, and your breath is all I hear as I hold your body near. Still is the winter wind, give thanks unto the night. Many questions never asked to our true loves in the past. Out there in the darkness, somewhere out of sight, questions all around, they're laid to rest for now. The world is gentle, all is right. And you're complete, and your heart beats soft and sweet. Soon melts the midnight chill into a warmer light. You can give and you can take, I'll be here when you awake. Still is the winter wind, give thanks unto the night. Soon the people will arise to pick up their busy lives. Out there in the darkness, somewhere out of sight, but we'll stay right where we are till fades the morning star. the world is gentle, all is right. The world is gentle, all is right.
That was Clea, a band formerly based in Vancouver, made up of five fine musicians featuring the lead vocals of Andy Hillhouse, with a song that he wrote called Morning Star. The album is titled This Side of Maine, that Clea released back in 2004. Before Clea, we heard a song by legendary English folk singer and humanitarian Roy Bailey, who also sadly died last week on November 20th at the age of 83. And Roy was born in London back in 1935, and he died at St. Luke's Hospice in Sheffield after having struggled with heart problems for over the past 30 years. We heard a song from a solo album titled New Bell Wake that Roy released back in 1976. We heard his arrangement of Trooper and the Maid. Started off that set with Ottawa's A Coast, and we heard their arrangement of a song written by England's Ewan McCall called Shoals of Herring. And it was written for a special BBC radio show called Singing the Fishing. The A Coast album is titled The Old Alliance, and it was released back in 2006. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on your campus and a community radio station, 101.5 UM FM. Let's take one more break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. You're invited to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5 at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have a song by Mari Orr, who was raised in the West Highland village of Moore on the west coast of Scotland. We're going to hear a song called Ragged Robin. Then we'll follow that up with Rura, a fine multi-award-winning four-piece Celtic band from the west of Scotland that performed at the Winnipeg Folk Festival back in 2015. We're going to hear a pipe tune called The Gorilla. So, good night, take care, have a great week, until we catch you next time here on 101.5. Stay tuned for Gail up next with the Comfort Cafe. Here's Mari Orr with Ragged Robin and Rua with the Gorilla. Bye for now.
Lifted my spirits high. Among the heart.